47 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's a Thursday. It's your 16th day of October. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering. Did you wear your rain gear in today, James?
Yeah, my pseudo rain gear, I guess. I don't have rain gear very much.
You don't
much.
Have rain no. gear? That's because you probably don't want to be in the rain, so you just don't have it, right?
Well, we have rain, but it's not usually like a constant. It happens for about 15 minutes, and it's
right.
a downpour, but
so
then it's over.
It's not like you're living in Seattle.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to worry
and
about that.
If you don't have rain gear, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Rain today, though.
I have snow gear.
Well, who
that
doesn't?
That makes sense,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a rainy day today, going to be. And it's going to be windy, too. And the high is going to be around mid-40s, which will drop that wind chill down a little bit. So it'll be a different day. That's all right.
It's dang near.
It's going to be nice for the weekend, though.
It's dang near snow gear
right.
weather.
Going to be sunny and 63 tomorrow.
That's yeah, that is nice, not snow gear.
That's a pretty nice day. Date book today. It's the 16th day of October. Barry Corbin, 85. He's in Yellowstone, Northern Exposure, I think. And 85 today. C.F. Turner.
I think I know him from something else, but I don't know what it is that I'm thinking of. Barry Corbin. Anyways, that was stupid. I'm
Lone
sorry.
Star?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Hey, big Lone Star guy, me. That's yep.
Yeah.
That's what,
I
that's felt, what I'm thinking of.
I felt that all the way.
Yeah.
C.F. Turner. Bachman Turner Overdrive. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite groups. 82. Jeez. Today. Good job, C.F. Way to make it to 82.
He's in No Country for Old Men. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember exactly what he is. Anyways, sorry.
Okay.
I know you had to get
that off your plate.
I recognize the name.
I'm glad you did.
I know this name.
Hey,
Why do I know this name?
We want to get, you know, you and I, we were talking about this, it was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about being, you know, how you and I are pen aficionados.
Yep.
There are others in our office that are pen aficionados too as well.
Plenty.
There are plenty of them. And we just want to give a shout out to Brenton Handyman Services of Sheridan.
He brought up
some cool pens. They got spinners on top of them, man.
Yeah, I saw those. I had a couple in my...
Yeah. So we want to give a shout out to Brenton Handyman Services. Brought us some really cool pens because we're pen aficionados.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, if you got a really cool pen, you want to share it with us, we'd love to have it.
We'll never say no to a pen.
We'll never say no to a pen. 1793, Marie Antoinette beheaded during the French Revolution.
Yeah.
Dang.
Whew. Let them eat cake.
Wow. 1860, 11-year-old Grace Bedell, Westfield, New York, wrote a letter to presidential candidate Abraham Lincoln, suggesting he could improve his appearance by growing a beard.
Sure.
And he did. And the rest is history. 1951, I Love Lucy premiered on CBS.
Yep, yep.
1962, Cuban Missile Crisis began. President Kennedy informed of recon photos that revealed the presence of missile bases in Cuba. 1987, I remember this, rescuers freed Jessica McClure, an 18-month-old girl who had been trapped in an abandoned well for 58 hours in Midland, Texas. I remember
Man,
that
an
well.
An abandoned well.
Yeah, I remember that well.
Is that what, I mean, there's always the famous, you know, the dog finds the little girl in the well.
Right. Right.
I don't remember what that's from. Well,
from
but
La-
is, that,
Lassie?
Is that what that came from?
No, no.
Oh.
This is true, James.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, like that story.
Oh, no.
The true story helped
no.
invent Lassie.
No. This was in 1987. Lassie was well before that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. All right. You with me?
I got it.
All
now.
Right. Okay.
That makes sense.
All right. Good. Today, Conflict Resolution Day.
Sure.
Yeah. Cut
well,
up.
We cut all up, need a little of that.
Cut up your credit card day.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Get smart about credit day. That's what you need to do.
That one makes more sense.
Rather than cut up your credit card, just get smart about it.
Yeah.
All right. Learn a new word day today.
Sure.
Wow. We did that the other day. I had a couple of them. I didn't bring one today. And they actually say that if you really want something to really stimulate your brain each and every day, buy a dictionary and learn a new word or two every day, and then challenge yourself to use it in conversation just for the fun of it sometime that week. There's a good challenge.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe we should start a new viral chain, you know, something going viral on Facebook or something, James. Learn a new word challenge.
I think that's going to be hard to get off the ground because we already have such a small amount of adults that are reading. So
yeah. It's fossil day. Yeah.
Yeah, you're all over that.
I'm all over it. You know what else I'm all over today?
No.
Cheese curd day. Today's cheese curd day. I love cheese curds.
Who doesn't love good cheese curds?
Yeah. We want to thank our staff, cheese stick supplier, Jill Moriarty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She keeps it.
I have them all the time.
I know. She keeps a supply for us in the refrigerator.
She keeps the supply, and I don't know if she has any of them. Because you and I burn through all
we
of it.
We burn through the cheese sticks.
Yeah.
But it is cheese curd day. Now, every time I hear cheese curds, I fell in love with cheese curds. I was going to school.
I fell in love with cheese curds is a crazy sentence.
I did.
I believe you.
It was, I went to college, Bozeman.
Mm-hmm. And, cheese capital of the world. No,
and there was a little cheese curd factory outside of Gallatin Gateway, Montana.
Okay.
And it was a cheese curd factory. You could stop there.
It's
and
a cheese give, curd factory?
Yeah, and they gave cheese, if you wanted a cheese curd tour, or you bought cheese curds, which I did all the time.
Right.
I believe it was I don't believe it's open now. It was like Glacier Mountain Cheese Company, I think was the name of it. I remember it well. Went there a lot because I love cheese curds.
There's Big Sky Cheese is one that I'm seeing.
It could be. Yeah, I don't know. I've lost touch. But yeah, there was Cheese Curd Factory right outside Gallatin
you said it was
Gateway.
Bozeman?
Yeah, it was outside of Bozeman. Yeah, and Four Corners area.
Wow.
And,
okay, so a bigger cheese community than I was aware of in Bozeman.
In
Montana.
Bozeman, yeah. No, I know. Yeah,
got a couple. Wisconsin gets all the love, but both my old cheese heads are their own.
Yeah, I know. Loved it.
I wonder if they're all also Packer fans.
Hey, besides cheese, James, it's World Bread Day.
Hey, cheese and bread.
Cheese and bread.
Go perfect together.
That's right. Do a little toast up some bread, just put some cheese on it, melt it down, man.
Some might call that a grilled cheese.
Well, if you don't, I didn't say you put any kind of meat in there.
You don't have to. Well, wait. Do you eat grilled cheeses? Do you eat when you eat grilled cheese? You put meat in there.
And I have done that. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you know what else it is? Lemon Bar Day. Oof.
Sure.
Jim Schillinger.
Like a good lemon bar.
Jim Schillinger makes some really good lemon bars.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm going to give him a shout out on that.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll bring them in.
Feel free, Jim.
He'll make them right now.
Get some lemon bars. Go make them right now.
Yeah.
No pressure. It is Mushroom Day. Another one of my favorite things. I love mushrooms.
I'm a mushroom on things type of person. I can't just straight up eat them though.
I'm with you there.
The sautés, texture is
sautés my favorite. Like love sautéed mushrooms. Yeah.
Same thing with onions.
But just a I'll eat them. You know, if they're like just sitting there and I'll have them. Oh, today is Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day. We have an awesome Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah.
Tip of the cap to the ladies and gentlemen down at the local Chamber of Commerce. It's your day. Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce
Day. Got a very good Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, I know we do. I think it's best one in the state.
I would agree. You can probably put them up against a couple of the states around
us. I think we can. Latest statistics show a startling 91% of the world's plastic, James, doesn't even get recycled.
Yeah, that's, I'll be honest with you, unsurprising, unfortunately.
Gosh, dang.
Unfortunately.
Wow. That's too bad.
Just reuse your bottles, people.
Our neighbor growing up on the farm used to have a donkey, and it was tall.
And I got to be honest with you, Bob, your transitions have been
awesome.
Insane, is what I would say.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of all over the place.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. We There's go from a farm. Plastic bottles to donkeys.
I know. There's a farm in Lincolnshire, England. It's now home to the record-breaking donkeys. Dynamite Derek has been recognized as the tallest living donkey. This donkey is 5 feet 5 inches from hoof to withers.
Whoa!
When does, I mean, I know technically it never happens, but at what point do you, a donkey just become a horse, you know? Once it gets to a certain size, you're like, that's just a horse now.
No, it's just a big donkey.
I guess. I would just end up calling it a horse.
And then there's Bamboo. I love that name for a donkey. That's funny. That's Bamboo holds the record for the longest ears. His ears, Bamboo's ears are 1 foot 1 inch long.
Wow.
Yeah, those are. And both donkeys reside at Radcliffe Donkey Sanctuary in Lincolnshire, England. Cool.
Very cool.
Of Guinness World Records.
Lincolnshire.
Yes.
We got a lot of those names in England.
I remember growing up, our neighbor had a donkey. Dang, that donkey was high. Wow.
Not
like tall.
Not medicinally.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Most people would call it tall. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. All right. A little trivia before we wrap up today, James, on this rainy day. On average, James, it takes, and this is a, you can see this from space too. It would take 18 months to walk the Great Wall of China. It's 5,500 yeah. miles long. I knew it was long. I didn't realize it was 5,500 miles long. I was thinking it was a couple thousand miles long, but it's 5,500 miles long.
It goes across the whole border. Between Mongolia and China.
You'll eat, James, 6,000 slices of pizza in your lifetime.
I can get higher than that. I'll be higher than that.
I was going to say, I think...
I will go... further than that.
I think you're going to go 12.
Easy. I'll do that this year.
You'll do that this year. Yeah. 12,000 pieces 12, 000, of pizza.
Yep. No
you're
problem.
The man with tea, with pizza. And it's cheese curd day too. So put some cheese. Well, just I don't know if you want to put cheese curds on pizza.
You can do it before and then bake it. That's not a bad idea.
Oh, good idea, James. Hey, Fox News is next. Swap Shop next hour. James Timberlake. You're listening to KROE Shared and have an awesome day.
Nobody watching. Girl, you know I'm watching.